Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. If you've ever saw me and had the insane thought that you would like to hang out with me in person, there's a couple ways that you can do that. First, you can go to the ISSA event coming up this month in Dallas. It's a, if you want free tickets, they have been kind enough to give me tickets to give to you, Cleaning Nation. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA. 2018. If the 15 or 16,000 people are going to be there, it's too big of a crowd. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live for our next live event where we do with a much smaller venue and it's only Cleaning Nation. So anyway, growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018 to hang out with me and the titans of industry in the cleaning group or cleaning world, or growmycleaningcompany.com/live to hang out with me and just a few select Grow My Cleaning Company folks. Today, we are chatting with Ashley and Rob Woodbine from Oh So Busy Cleaning in Etobicoke, I believe, just outside of Toronto, Canada. Was I even close, Rob?
No.
It's Etobicoke, but that's okay. It's a hard freaking word.
All right, well,
just say Toronto.
For my American friends there in the frozen north, let's just say that, because that's those words I know, but Etobicoke? I give up. They're outside of Toronto. If you want more specifics, you're gonna have to call them directly. If you want to do so, go to www.oh, don't do that. That'll take you to some terrible website, I'm sure. Just the letter O, S O, busy, and I've already yelled at them, Cleaning Nation. So don't call and make fun of their name. I've already done it. Ohsobusy.com. Ashley, Rob, welcome to the show, new best friends.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Glad to have you on. I love anytime I've got, rarely do husband and wife or spouses or partners want to come, and it's always fun to have both of you guys on. So, and you guys work together. So before we jump in, a third of my audience that works together is going to be pissed if I don't ask you, how does that work? Do you like it? What's the best part? What's the worst part? Talk to me about working together.
You know what? When we weren't working together, we were miserable. It's more because we both had stressful jobs. And when we got home after a long, stressful day, there's just no communication because we were exhausted. And so to work together has been amazing. We still look to each other and say, can you even believe, like, we get to wake up, have coffee together, go to work together, come home, like, and just be around one another. We actually like each other, so it works.
All right, the 97.5% of my audience, of my working with their spouse audience that now hates Ashley and Rob, I hate them as well. Don't worry, we're all very angry at them. For my bride, who's the nicest, most amazing person in the world, gets so frustrated and wants to wring my neck. I love working with her. She's fed up with working with me. So I only say that so everyone out there doesn't think, oh my gosh, Ashley and Rob are probably like everybody, and I'm some sort of crazy person. They're the crazy people, Cleaning Nation. All right, good.
There are days
that it's terrible. All right, good. I love hearing great stories like that. But I also want to let people not have a standard. They're like, that's crazy nuts.
I'm very good at dodging brooms.
Yeah. All right.
Good. I think that stealthiness is something to strive for. So what's going on in your world that I can help you with now, Woodbines?
All right. Well, I've been in the cleaning world now. I started the business 7 years ago, and Rob came on board 5 years ago. And we've been a full schedule now for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. We have quite a long waiting list of clients as well. We only take on biweekly clients. We have one weekly client, but we really prefer that stability. We don't do one-time cleans. And our clients know that. We only clean homes that are 1,500 square feet and under, so that we can clean 4 to 5 homes per day. So that's where we're at. And we've filled our schedule Monday to Friday, and we're so ready to hire. We just don't know whether to hire contractors or to hire employees, and we just want to get started on the right foot, so we can see you.
You know, first of all, and I'm going to absolutely answer your question in detail, but I got to, anytime my guests say something really smart, like it's just common knowledge, I have to stop that train, back it up, and make sure all of Cleaning Nation gets on before we go forward. So I don't know if you heard that, but I love, love, love. Do you hear the specificity in the no fear of, we don't take monthlies, we only do by week or every other week, twice a month, 1,500 square feet is the most that we'll do. I love the specificity and the clarity on who we're looking for. And that's not the only reason you have a waiting list, but I guarantee you that contributes. When you know exactly who you're going to serve and who you're not going to serve, it makes your life so much easier. So please, Cleaning Nation, I'm not saying that that's the perfect niche, but and I think you guys also said you're outside of Toronto, which is a big city. Sounds like you live in a tiny city, since I don't know that more than 18 people on the face of the earth could pronounce it, never mind live there. but you guys said you don't even go to Toronto, right? You only do your own little city, correct?
We literally only clean within 10, 20 minutes of our home, because we are right next to downtown Toronto. Like, we're literally, there was no traffic, we'd be in downtown Toronto in 5, 10 minutes. But because the traffic is so crazy, we only stick to our little Etobicoke area, because time is money. And we have so many people here that we can clean for. We don't need to travel hours. No, you know?
Tons of condos. Like, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Love it, and love it, love it, love it. So that, just that clarity and commitment to this is who is our customer and this is who's not our customer. You're just so far ahead of so many people that I've got to arm wrestle with to get to that point. And I'm going to ask you one more question. I promise I'm going to answer yours. But hey, I want to make sure Clean Nation gets lots of value. If it comes from me, great. If I can just shut up and let you guys do the teaching, I'm happy to do that too. How did you get from zero to, we've got a waiting list? What's your client attraction efforts been so far?
You know what? Started off with a lot of referrals. In the beginning, when Rob joined, we did do a flyer mail out in our area, which did bring on some customers, or clients, I like to call them, which was really great. And then just over time, it just built and built and built. We have a 5-star Google rating, which is amazing. And all of our new prospects, we ask them how they heard of us. And a lot of them just search Etobicoke cleaning companies. And we're at the top search. And because our reviews are really awesome, they contact us first. So that's, I think, how we've got where we are.
Well, it's a good thing that you only serve local, because I'm not in your community. And if you ask me to search the name of your community plus the word cleaning, you could give me 74 chances. I don't think I'd get it right on any of those. So I would just have to go out to my front door and just yell, hey, can anyone help me clean my house? That would have to be my strategy, because I don't know that. Same with the phone book. I wouldn't even know what letter to start with if I had a phone book. You know, if it was 1997, I wouldn't know what to do. So, all right. Well, A, thank you for sharing that, and B, let me see if I can give you some value. So first and foremost, I've coached very successful people that use contractors and very successful people that use employees. So sometimes there's the right answer, and I always tell you this is kind of the agreed upon, like, let's be honest and not lie, cheat, or steal. That's always the right answer. There's other things where I've got the way I coach and what I would do if I were started a cleaning business today, and what I prefer and what I think is the best way. But there's people that are successful. And then there's where I'm like, hey, I'm totally making it up, but you know, this, I'm not recommending it. This is going to fit right in the middle. This is how I would do it. And I feel like this is probably the easier, better way, but I want to make a huge disclaimer that I've helped many, many customers that do it the other way and are very successful. Okay. So this isn't one of those things where it's like, if I don't do it this way, I'm wrong. So I'm just going to tell you, this is how I do it, but I've seen it done the other way successfully, and it's just fine. So I'm going to kind of give you the benefits of each, and then tell you what I think, and you can take that and put it together your strategy for your company. Deal?
Thank you.
Cool. So I prefer employees. And again, when I say prefer, 60-40. It's not like 99-1, right? There's definitely some value to contractors, and I'm going to give you those, and I'm going to give you the benefit of employees. So I prefer employees, but again, it's 60-40, not like 100-0. So let's start with the benefits of the contractors, which isn't what I would do. But again, if you want to do that, so be it. And I've coached many people in Canada and the United States, and to my understanding, all the things I'm going to share with you are the same in Canada, the United States. I don't know about other countries, but I'm pretty sure Canada and the United States are pretty close on all the things we're going to talk about. So first of all, contractors typically are cheaper, because we all know if I hire an employee, and let's just say I'm paying $10 an hour, and obviously depending on the area you are, that might be expensive or cheap, but it's a nice easy round number. So those of us like me that can't do math will be easy. I might pay $10 an hour, and if I have 100 hours on my payroll, that would be $1,000. But for some inexplicable reason, the payroll company takes out $1,273 from my account, right? You're like, well, what's the 273? Well, that's the government in the States. It would be FUTA, SUTA, federal unemployment, state unemployment, Social Security, Medicare, blah, 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 Who cares what it is? The government's so efficient with money, we should just give them as much. Well, wait, that's not true at all. I'm sure in Canada, the government wastes no money. But here in the States, I'm sure you guys have it all figured out. It's super efficient and effective. But here in the States, somehow our government just is not the best at spending money. So all that to say, when you have a subcontractor, you don't have to pay any of those expenses, and it's cheaper. Okay, so the first thing is it's cheaper. Sometimes people want to pay their subcontractors more, so it's not as cheap. You know, they might say, hey, because you're a subcontractor, I'm going to pay $11 or $12 an hour because I don't have any of that expense. So it is cheaper if you pay exactly the same. It can be 20, 30% cheaper. If you pay a little more, obviously it's whatever, you know, it's that much less cheaper. Second, you know your numbers. If you typically it's a flat rate. It's not per hour. If you're going to do a contractor, typically it's X percent or just we will pay you X amount, right? You don't have to share with them what you're receiving from the customer, not really their business. But it could be based on a percentage, right? So if this is a $300 a month client, I might choose to give half, 150. And I can just say, I'm going to give you a flat 150 to do this. You can share, I'm going to give you 50%. However you want to do that, totally okay. But you know your numbers, right? If they want to take a longer time, doesn't affect you. If they do it, get it done quicker, as long as there's no complaints, fine. So you know your numbers. On that, I like a 50% cost of goods sold. So however you're going to do this, your cost of goods sold should not be, especially in residential, not that it's okay in commercial, but in commercial, if you've got a $5,000 or $10,000 a month account and you a little over in cost of goods sold, not the end of the world, but for sure with residential and for all regular size accounts and commercial, 50% cost of goods sold is where you should be at. I like 45 on residential if you can provide a high-end service. So however you do this, that's non-negotiable. I'm sorry?
Sorry, what do you mean by the 50 and the 45? Is that what we pay the contractor?
Yes, that would be my total cost to provide the service should be about half. And the two things So if it's, yeah, that's what you pay the contractor. And of course, you know, if there's supplies and things like that, but that's usually 0 to 2% or 1%. It's not a large number for like chemicals, basically.
Right.
So yes, 50% would be what you're looking to pay your employee or contractor all in, right? That's mileage, that's drive time, that's taxes, food, all that stuff. No matter how you pay them, all in should be half. Fair? Or does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
The other last benefit of a contractor is you potentially, and again, I'm not a legal expert in the United States. It depends on which state you're in. I'm guessing Canada may be a little different, but generally you've got a little less risk of, you've got a little less, I don't even say liability, but responsibility for that person. It's harder for them to sue you for wrongful termination or discrimination or, you know, nowadays, again, I don't know how they do in Canada, but here, if I've got a fistful of cash and I want to throw an attorney, I can sue anybody for anything at any time and waste a bunch of their time and their money and my time and my money. And, whether I'm full of crap or have a legitimate case, doesn't matter. I can sue all day, every day. When they are contractors, not that they can't sue you. It's just you've got a little less exposure, I would say, when they're contractors versus not no exposure. And in some ways, it could be more. But generally, is a very big thumb picture, a little less. So those are the three benefits. They're cheaper. You can know your numbers, right? Generally, you're going to pay them a flat rate, so it doesn't matter how long they're there. And you may have a little less exposure in terms of if it's a contractor and they're pregnant and they just had a baby, and you're like, hey, I'm going to have another contractor in here, that may be okay. But if they're an employee and you're like, oh, I can't have you, I got to replace you, maybe you're in trouble. Who knows? So that happens a little less with contractors than employees. All right. Now let's hit any questions on that before we hit the benefits of the employee side, which is what I recommend.
No, I think that's pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So with the employees, first, the biggest risk is this is how it is in the United States. I'm pretty sure it's how it is in Canada. The government is going to make the final decision if they're an employer or contractor, right? So if I call them contractors and don't pay that delicious tax that the government loves to receive, and I get audited, the government's going to come in, and here in the States, there's criteria such as do I provide them supplies? Do I tell them when and where they have to show up? Do I give them uniforms? There's lots of criteria, but there's no definitive answer, right? So it's kind of, I hate to say a negotiation, but it's kind of negotiation. So if you get audited, they're absolutely going to look at that. And depending on who your attorney is and how well you've protected yourself, there's a decent chance they're going to win and retroactively say, nope, those were employees. And you've been doing it for 6 years times all these employees. You now owe us $71,000 plus taxes, plus fees, plus penalties. And you can negotiate it, but again, and I'm 92% sure this house is in Canada, there's not a fixed standard, right? It's you kind of present your case and they present their case, and again, it's the government. They get to make the final decision. And if they don't feel like you qualified and they actually were employees and you were misclassifying them as contractors, that could be a deal breaker. That could put you out of business. So that's probably the biggest risk and reason I just do an employee, because I don't like any big gotchas out there in the universe waiting for me. Second, insurance. Part of the money that we can save is we could say, hey, I'm supposed to provide workman's compensation insurance. I don't know what they call it in Canada, but if somebody gets hurt on the job, we as employers are supposed to pay for it. In the States, it's called workers' compensation insurance. I'm not sure what it's called in Canada, but I'm sure they have an equivalent, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for a contractor, technically, they're supposed to provide their own insurance. The problem is, you know, as well as I do, this guy or gal is making $14 an hour, 12 bucks an hour. They're not Rockefeller here, and more times than not, they're going to do things like pay their cable bill as opposed to pay for their insurance. And we do the whole, oh, we'll just look the other way. They're okay, fine. You're still going to get sued by everybody, and you're the big bad company, and they're the poor broke person. You're going to lose. So, unless you're willing and able to enforce that workers' compensation insurance, or just look the other way and then tell whoever's how, because guess who else is going to get sued? The homeowner, right? Because they're going to be like, the what's going to happen is the guy's going to get hurt. And this could even be on the way to work. You're like, well, who's going to get hurt cleaning? You ever get in a car accident on the way to a cleaning job? Abso-freaking-lutely. Right. Everyone's going to get sued. So that, and again, if they, God forbid, they get bit by a dog or something happens on site, now they're going to sue you. Mm-hmm. They're going to sue the homeowner. And the homeowner's going to sue you. Go, hey, you should have protected me. So it just gets to be a big, fat, ugly mess if they don't have insurance. And I know it's very tempting to go, oh, just look the other way. They were supposed to have insurance, so I'm fine. No, that's your good luck trying to tell a judge, or, you know, it's fine. They were supposed to have insurance. They didn't. We're going to blame, you know, Susie mm-hmm. Homemaker making 12 bucks an hour part-time than this big evil corporation, i.e. you guys, you know, employing all these people. So the insurance thing, I'd rather just have the insurance and know if they get hurt, they're good to go. I don't want to have to you know, and I had my own business for 20 years, and I think we had one or two injuries, always had insurance, never a problem, but I couldn't imagine if I didn't have insurance, what would have happened? It would have been awful. Control. If they're employees, we can tell them, be here, do this, do that. You're not always trying to dance to meet the government standard of, oh, I can't tell you when to be here. And like in California, I've got a client in California said, you can't train employees. You can't train contractors, which is insane to me. So that would be a deal breaker for me. I am going to need to be able to train my employees. So he's got to do all this. Yeah, it's insane. And that's just in California, which is, you think the government's bad in the other 49 states. Move to California. Those is the most beautiful part of our country, and they're just ruining it by making you can't, you know, if you want to be a homeless person, you got rights. If you want to own a business, God forbid. Certainly if you want to hire employees and pay taxes and bring revenue to the world. So the control, you have a lot more ability just to tell your employees, do this, be here, do that. This is acceptable behavior. That's unacceptable behavior. With contractors, you don't have as much of that influence over them, which... Yeah. Well, yeah, that's just how it is. And then culture. Also, I'm big on core values and culture and having my people want to be a part of something special that they can't get anywhere else. So instead of coming to me for money, they're coming for an experience and for family. And I want this group of people to be something amazing. Like I talked about the live events earlier in the show. We have such an, if you've talked to anyone that's been to a live event, they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, something was magical there. We do that because we're all really passionate. You know, we'll talk 10 hours about cleaning and then we'll stay up and talk some more about cleaning because we all nerd out because we love this thing. And there's a community of culture because we all have a shared core values, right? It's very hard to do that with contractors. It's hard to do that with employees, frankly, but much harder with contractors. So control. And then finally, the additional cost is often going to be paid by the customer, right? Because your cost of goods sold is going to be 50% no matter what. So what, if you price properly, you might go, well, shoot, I just have to charge my customers more for employees. Well, yeah, that's true. But on top of that, if you can tell them the story about, well, you can use someone that has a contractor, but what happens if that person gets hurt and they don't have it? The same story I just told you that probably made you go, I don't like the sound of that. Well, guess what? Your customers don't like the sound of that either. So it's that's kind of a double benefit. One, you're going to just, the cost goes to the employee or to your customer, right? That's the cost. Just like people freak out, oh my gosh, minimum wage went up. What do? You raise prices. Minimum wage went up for everybody, you numbskull. Like everyone's going to raise prices. It's not like the people are going to go, what? I've never heard of this minimum wage. They know exactly what's going on. So when you tell them, yeah, we have to pay for insurance and unemployment and have actual legal verified, vetted employees that are supposed to be. And again, same with immigration. That's a big topic in the States. I don't know what it's looking like in Canada. If it's in Canada, I apparently can't speak of cities, states, provinces. I can't, nothing. I'm an ugly white American that only knows American terms. So in Canada or Canada, depending on how illiterate you are, maybe it's different, but anyway, so yeah, the big thing is even the extra cost can be offset with employees by charging the fair amount. It's not going to go to your bottom line. And if people want employees and part of your job is to help them understand the differences to make sure that they get what they want, they're going to pay what's fair, right? Because everybody else that's hiring employees, like, I shouldn't say you're supposed to, but like, I would argue that even if you're like, oh, they're contractors or whatever, blah, 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 they're really employees and we're just trying to put a contractor facade over it. That's not really good for, in my humble opinion, not really good for you as a company and really not good for your customers. And once you help your customers understand that, they're willing to pay for vetted, legal, legally employed, insured, background checked, on and on, the right people in their home, right? Certainly if they're going to give you the keys to their home or their office, that's what they want. They're willing to pay for it. So just to sum up the benefits of employees, no risk of you getting audited and after the fact retroactively going, nope, those weren't contractors. Those were employees. You now know owe us and them the amount plus penalties, plus interest, plus everything. You're absolutely insured because you're paying for the insurance, which I know is a cost, but at least you know they are insured. And when something goes wrong, you don't have to, I would lose sleep. If someone got hurt or died on my watch and I didn't have insurance and they didn't have insurance, but I was looking the other way and then their family was just screwed, that's not okay for me. Obviously control, you have more influence over be here, do this, wear that, use these chemicals versus that chemicals. A lot of times, and this depends on the state we're in the United States, I don't know what it's like in Canada, a lot of times you can't tell them you must use this thing. And a lot of people go, oh, that's why I like contractors. They can use whatever they want. And that's not what I want. Could you imagine Apple computer going, depending on which manufacturer we use, maybe you get this quality of material, maybe you get that. That's part of what your customers want is commercial grade, consistent employees. That's why we go to McDonald's to get the same crappy burger, no matter if it's in America or Canada. That's what your people want. They get the same consistency, not a crappy burger, but a good cleaning product. But you, again, if you've got contractors, depending on the state or province you're in, you may or may not be able to tell them what to use. So you lose control, much easier to instill culture, which I think is the most fun, best way to actually have something special that people want to be a part of. And the cherry on the top for employees, that additional cost is typically, if you price right, which you should, will be absorbed by customers. And again, you put me in a town competing with you and you have contractors and I have employees, you're screwed. I'm just going to hammer that home to my customer. And they're going to, the first thing they're going to do when you walk in their door is go, are these people employed or contractors? And as soon as you say contractors, conversation's over. You don't even know what hit you. So that's the benefits of employees. Anyway, hopefully you see I'm biased. Questions, comments, rude remarks before we hit the lightning round?
No, I totally didn't really I saw the benefits of the contractors that you mentioned, but the parts that make contractors not so good, that was really eye-opening for me. Was it for you, Hen?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just trying to piece it all together right now.
Well, two things.
That was so helpful.
First, these are recorded, so Rob, feel free to listen to it. Second, it would have been hilarious, Rob, when Ashley said, that was really helpful. I didn't get some of that. Rob, how about you? If you would have went, no, I got it all. That was stupid. That would have been awesome just for you to totally just make Ash just hang her out to dry, hang me out to dry, and just wait to see how much radio silence there is for both of us to go, well, that just happened. Rob's kind of a jerk. This was a total waste of my time. I don't know why you got me on this podcast, Ash. Another one of your stupid ideas. That would just be awesome. You guys just had a massive fight on the show. And I would never stop, by the way. I would allow the recording. It would go on unedited, shared with the world. So you let me down, Rob, by being a perfect gentleman and not starting any trouble.
That's what I would say to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're a cagey, cagey man, Rob. All right. Usually I have a big fat mid roll, but man, I'm way over time because I got way into this. So just go to growmycleaningcompany.com for all of our live everything. Go there. You'll get everything. All right. Let's hit the lightning round. Three quick questions. I'm going to be quiet for 2 seconds to give you the opportunity to share. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received personally or professionally?
Okay. This is something that we've learned, and I don't know whether we received the advice, but I'm going to give the advice because it really helped us a lot.
Right.
You don't need every client. So if they aren't treating you well, or they're not treating your employees well, or they're just not a home that is a good fit after you've been there for a while, it's okay to let them go. you know, there's it's always good to kind of have that trial period between client and cleaner. Cleaners can let their clients go, and that's okay. Some clients don't like that, but you know what? This isn't their business, this isn't their life. You don't need to be stuck in a job that you're not happy in, and free them up to find a service that, you know, that truly will suit their needs, you know, instead of getting flack or whatever it might be. So pick and choose the clients you want to work with.
Ashley, you just earned the guest hosting job. Next time I'm sick and can't do this thing, I'm calling you. You're going to run this show. That I feel like I'm just like, yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. It's so nice to hear someone else say that other than me. And I wish I could say Coach Drup pre-show. I did not. That was all Ashley all the time. Take notice, Cleaning Nation. All right. Ashley, Rob, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can make different, smarter mistakes?
Probably, I'm the chattier one, as you can tell. not doing market research to kind of figure out what other companies in your area are charging. So that was one thing that we did, is we kind of charged something 5 years ago, and we didn't keep upping our rates. So maybe after a couple of years, we raised it, you know, $5 per job, because we don't charge by the hour, we charge by the clean. And then all of a sudden, we did some market research in the last few months and realized, oh man, we are really undercharging our clients. So we had to go through and we raised rates for 20 of our clients. We were terrified because some of them actually had to go up $40 a clean, that drastic of a change. And because they love us, they hung on. We only lost two clients out of the 20, but it was really scary because we didn't keep upping our rates as the years went by. We didn't stay in tune to what the other companies were charging. And that was a huge mistake on our end. We lost a lot of money that way, but we've wisened up.
So I'm going to encourage 90% of that and then give one little part I take a different turn on. First of all, I love that you were, and I get that all the time when we work with clients one-on-one or through our Clean Profit program. One of the things we absolutely do is have them right price their customers, right? And most of the time, it's just like that. They've got a large percentage that are not being charged enough. So and they all have the same fears, terrified, just like you. They fight me every time. Every time it's like they think this is the first time I've coached someone to do it, and we're going to see how it turns out. Every time I tell them, I've coached dozens of people through this, and your experience is very typical, right? Have I had 20 prices raised and even 5 or 10 quit. It's almost always very few. You'll get 1 or 2 or 3 that quit, 1 or 2 or 3 that complain and don't quit. And everyone else is like, yeah, what took you so long? So couldn't agree more. And again, the idea of raising prices will make you and your company $0. Raising prices can transform the profitability of your customers. The only one piece of feedback I'd give is I vehemently disagree with care. I don't give two craps. Ask me what other coaches charge for helping them transform cleaning businesses. I don't know. I have no clue. Sorry. I totally set you up for that. No clue. Could be 10 times what I charge. It could be, I couldn't care less. I know what I charge is fair for the transformation we bring. Couldn't care what other people charge. The good thing for you is because you've got cost of goods sold, there is some sort of basis. So focus on half cost of goods sold. There's always going to be numbskulls that charge nothing and just make $7 an hour cleaning themselves. You can't compete with them. Don't try. There's going to be people that charge a ton. Fine, if you want to be super, but always go by cost of goods sold percentage. Does not matter what your competitors are charging, right? I get so sick of people going, well, my competitor, blah, blah, blah. So everybody's cheap. No, because I know there's franchises. Everyone knows they're always in every market. There's someone that knows how to price right. Don't worry about people charging way more, way less. Do you as long as you know you're profitable at 50% cost of goods sold, that'll leave you 30% for overhead and 20% for profit. You'll be fine. You can grow quickly. Focus on right pricing, not matching competitors' prices. Because guess what? Most of your competitors, I coach them. Half of them are idiots. Okay. So just be careful. All right. Last question. What is your absolute favorite book that you've read so we can kind of give some feedback to those folks?
I've been reading You Are a Badass. you just need that. So I love this. You Are a Badass, How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life. And I know so many of us are so fearful of moving forward because we're afraid of failure, or we're just, you know, that it just won't work. And we all have it in us. We just have to take that step forward. And Mike, you are our step forward. So thank you so much for helping us.
You just made me have a big fat smile. Thank you so much, Ashley, for saying that. I appreciate it. All right, Ashley, Rob, you have made my whole day. I've got a big fat smile on my face, not just because of the kind words, but because you are the exact type of human beings that make me get up and hustle every day, because I just love serving folks like you. Cleaning Nation, if you are as enamored with Ashley and Rob as I am, go to GromanCleaningCompany.com. You can find their show notes page. Ashley, Rob, you guys send me pictures, web connections, anything you want. We'll put it on your show notes page so Cleaning Nation can find you. Cleaning Nation, check it out now. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.GrowMyCleaningCompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Check it out now.